So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to go over, do dogs actually get tired of barking? So if you're listening to today's episode, well, you probably have a dog that consistently barks either outside the window, at other dogs, on the walk, or various other circumstances. And you're probably wondering, man, when is my dog going to get tired of doing that? So to fully understand the answer to that question, there's two parts that we really need to go over. First and foremost, physically. And second, psychologically and motivationally. So let's tackle one at a time. So first and foremost, physically, do dogs get tired? Yes, they do get tired of barking. So the more your dog barks, the more your dog's vocal cords get tired. Just like any muscle, the more you work them out initially, they get tired, they get fatigued. Of course, they do get stronger over time. Just like any muscle, they do develop. But initially, the more your dog barks, he does get tired physically of barking. Now, the second part is psychologically and motivationally. Now, when it comes psychologically and motivationally, dogs are wired slightly different, meaning that there's certain behaviors in dogs that basically nature programmed in dogs to let them find certain behaviors rewarding, right? Those behaviors could be chasing. Barking is one of those behaviors as well. But it's important to understand that behaviors that are self-reinforcing basically mean that your dog does not need any external rewards to find the physical act of doing that behavior reinforcing. Right? So in a nutshell, basically, you don't have to give your dog a treat for him to enjoy barking. The physical act of barking feels internally gratifying to your dog. It even intensifies even more if your dog is of a particular breed that was specifically bred to bark. Hounds, right? Dogs like that that were specifically bred to bark, they find that even more rewarding. Now, if you add another layer onto that, which is habit creation, wow, now that behavior strengthens even more. Meaning, hypothetically speaking, if every single day at 10 a.m. your dog goes outside, goes to, you know, your living room, barks out that window at the cat every single day. Eventually, now he's developing a habit. At this moment, hey, he's not only just find that internally rewarding. Yes, he physically gets tired, but again, the internal psychological reinforcement of barking overrides that, right? So now he's not only finding that internally reinforcing, but two, now he's making that a habit. He's practicing that day in and day out, to the point where eventually it becomes a reflex. Hey, 10 a.m., I do this one activity where I bark out the window, and it's the funnest game ever. Your dog may not get tired of barking in that aspect because it feels internally gratifying. But last but not least, it's also what's really going to play a role into that is, what's your dog barking at? Right? If your dog is barking at another animal and that other, you know, your dog's bark has an effect on that other animal, wow, now your dog finds that reward of the internal enjoyment of barking just intensified. Because now he realized, I bark and I made this other animal bounce, flinch, run away. And that feels good because your dog feels like I made that happen. My voice made that happen. So long story short, guys, the big secret for today is physically dogs do get tired of barking, but long story short, psychologically and motivationally speaking, they do not get tired. The more your dog barks, the more your dog will want to continue barking. So we want to make sure that we set him up for success and prevent him from doing that. Meaning, if your dog barks, make sure we interrupt him in the middle of barking so he doesn't develop that habit and instead begin teaching him what the right behavior should be instead of barking. So that long term, when that same cat arises around the window, your dog replaces that behavior of barking with something way more beneficial. That's the big secret for today, guys. If you guys enjoyed this episode, leave us a quick review on whatever platform you guys are listening on. And if you guys love to work with me directly, we do have a one-on-one online dog training program where we guide and hold and train your dog through you every single step of the way. So that'll be in the link in the show notes below, and we'll see you in our next one.